Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph.
Valo Kohen Gadol Likros. After the Kohen Gadol was told that the Tzar had reached the Midbar, he then comes into Edes Nashim to read from the Torah the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim. In Ratzah Likros, the Big Day Boots, if he wants to read the Parsha with the Big Day Lovin that he wore for the Avoda Koreh, he can do so. Vim Lo, Koreh B'Ithilis Lovin Mishalo. If he doesn't want to, he could read the Parsha from his own white cloak, being that the Kriyas HaTorah was not considered an avoda. He did not dafka have to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Chazan HaKnesses, who was the Shamish, Noitel Sefer Torah, takes the Sefer Torah, Venosno L'Rosh HaKnesses, he then gives it to the Gabbai, V'Rosh HaKnesset Nosno L'Skan. The Rosh HaKnesset then gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. V'Haskan Nosno L'Kohen Gadol. The Skan then gives it to the Kohen Gadol. The reason why the Sefer Torah was passed from hand to hand was L'Kavod the Kohen Gadol, to show that there were a lot of people under him. The Kohen Gadol Omed Umakabo. The Kohen Gadol then stands up and accepts the Sefer Torah from the Skan. The Kore Achare Mos V'Ach Ba'Asar. He then reads Parsha's Achare Mos, which deals with the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, and Ach Ba'Asar, which is in Parsha's Emma, which also deals with Yom HaKippurim. Even though there's a cloud that Ein Golan Sefer Torah, the Tzibor B'nei Kavodat Tzibor, that we're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah from one Parsha to another Parsha because of Tirchat HaTzipura, so the Tzibor shouldn't have to wait around. But since in those days there was a Metargim, somebody who translated the Pesukim, since these two Parshias are close to each other, while the Metargim would translate the Pesukim, they had time to roll the Sefer Torah from Achrei Mos to Emor. The Goyel Sefer Torah, Umanicho Becheko, he then closes the Sefer Torah and puts it on his lap. The Omer, Yoyser, Mimasha Karasi Lufnechem Kasuv Khan. More than what I read in front of you is included in the Sefer Torah. Since he is now about to read the Musafim of Yom HaKippurim, which is in Parshas Pinchas, and he can't roll the Sefer Torah all the way to Parshas Pinchas because of the cloud, ain't golden Sefer Torah B'tzibor. And to bring out another Sefer Torah also is impossible, because since the Kohen Gadol himself is the one who's going to read from both Sefer Torah, that would be a begam to the first Sefer Torah. People might think that the first Sefer Torah is possible. That's why they brought out a second Sefer Torah. So therefore, so nobody should think that this Parsha is not included in the Sefer Torah, and that's why he's reading it by heart. He says that no, this Parsha is actually included in the Sefer Torah. Uva asar shebachumash hapikudim kore alpeh. And the Parsha in Bamidbor, which deals with the Musaf and Yom HaKippurim, he reads by heart. Umavarach alei shmona brachas. He then says eight brachas. Ala Torah. First of all, he says brachas haTorah, one before, one after, like we say when we are called up to the Torah. Both of these are considered one because they're both the same inyan. Ba'al ha'avoda. He then says brachas ritzei. Ba'al ha'udah, which is brachas modim. Ba'al mechilas ha'avon, brachas slach lanu. Ba'al ha'migdash b'fnei atzmo. He then makes a bracha that the Shekhinah should be shorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'al Yisrael b'fnei atzmo. He then makes a bracha for Klal Yisrael. Ba'al ha'kohenim b'fnei atzmo. He then makes a bracha for the kohenim that the avoda should be niskabo b'raton. Ba'al shar tefillah. He then makes a bracha which the Gemara says is Tchina Rina Bakasha Mofanecha Sha'amcha Yisrael Tzrichem Lehivashea Barachat Hashem Shamea Tefillah. Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Haroah Kohen Gadol Keshehu Koreh. Ein Haroah Pavisar HaNisrafim. Somebody who is watching the Kohen Gadol as he reads from the Sefer Torah is unable to watch the Par and the Sar which is taken out of the Azorah to be burnt. Haroah Pavisar HaNisrafim. Ein Haroah Kohen Gadol Keshehu Koreh. Vice versa also is true. The Lo Mipnei Shein HaRashai, not because he is not allowed to. As you might think, that since watching the Avoda is a mitzvah because Barov Am Hadras Melech, the more people involved in a mitzvah, the covered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we have a cloud in Avir and all mitzvahs. You're not allowed to pass over one mitzvah to go do another mitzvah. So therefore, you might think that you are not allowed to leave one of these Avodas to go watch the other Avoda. The answer is that that's not called in Avir and all mitzvahs, because since he's only watching the mitzvah, it's not directly involved. It is not included in that klal. Ella shahaita derech rechoka umalecha shneim shabak achas. The real reason why he's unable to watch both is because since they were quite a distance from each other and they were done at the same time, it was impossible to see both of them.